Charity Children mit Whispering Still auf Flux FM, 15 Uhr und 13 Minuten. Die neuseeländische Band aus Berlin wird am kommenden Freitag endlich das zweite Album Fabel veröffentlichen, das man in der Tat auch deutsch aussprechen muss. Es geht.
It's the only German part of the album.
Ja. Auf jeden Fall wird das am kommenden Freitag rauskommen, das Album, das ganz ohne Plattenfirma, aber dafür von der Crowd finanziert hergestellt wurde. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über dieses Album, das man übrigens auch ganz legal kopieren und weiterleiten darf. Da gibt es so eine Kettenbrief-Idee, die sich die beiden ausgedacht haben und wie das genau funktioniert und warum man sich auf den 28.04. und ihr Konzert im Lido freuen kann, das verraten sie uns an dieser Stelle. Ich begrüße Chloe und Elliot mal wieder. Hello.
Hello. Hey.
How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for having us again.
Yeah, no problem.
It's nice to be here again.
Yeah, and we got various reasons to be talking to each other because your album is going to come out in a week.
In 1 week's time, yeah.
Yeah, the video to the song we've just listened to is out now.
Yeah, we just released it a couple of hours ago, just before we came over here. Yeah. So you can check that out on
reason number two.
YouTube and whatever.
Reason number three is that you're going to play a show pretty soon.
On the
28th of April.
We're doing our first...
At the Lido.
The Lido on the 28th, yeah. And we're doing our first national tour and we're our first German national tour and we're finishing in Berlin. It's going to be a special show.
I think
we're going to get a lot of old friends to come and play with us. I haven't talked to Chloe about it yet, but I'm thinking that's what we'll do.
Not okay.
No, we won't. Yeah. We won't have friends on stage.
We won't have friends on stage.
I told you, stop it with the friends.
We are a bit like that, actually. I think every time we have a Berlin show, we go a little bit ridiculous. When we tour, we have about 5 or 6 in the band, but when we play in Berlin, I mean, we're always about 11 or 12 on stage.
It always happens, yeah. I think like the last show we played, we just played it like a... little small place in Neukölln called Keller in December.
A real underground.
And we got a couple calls from friends like an hour before we're about to play, like, hey, like, do you guys want in, like, me to come and do some guitar? Like, so we were, I don't know, like 10 people on a tiny stage. It always ends up happening in Berlin. But yeah, if you're there's tickets online and all that jazz.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. CharityChildrenBand.com ist die richtige Adresse. Wenn man sich auch informieren möchte über die Daten außerhalb Berlins, da sollen ja auch die Konzerte voll werden, wenn die Charity Children auf große Deutschland-Tournee gehen. I've just told people that you crowdfunded the LP and there's many reasons, I guess, for that decision. Yeah. What were the main reasons for you to not ask a record company for money?
It was a really big decision. Actually, it was probably perhaps the biggest decision we kind of had to make.
In our small musical careers.
In our short musical careers. And it's one we're very glad we made. I mean, we did start out, we talked to a few labels and there were quite a few sort of interested labels and we got down to a point where, you know, some labels made some offers and it was just such a big decision because we've always been such a DIY kind of band, you know, because we played on
the streets. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, like we've always kind of had that spirit of independence and, you know, like, signing up with the record label, you know, and potentially losing a lot of this kind of creative freedom that we've always had was a really worrying kind of thing for us. So, yeah, we decided that we've met so many people on our journey that, you know, we'd rather rely on the people that we've met and, you know, that we've had such, you know, meaningful exchanges with help us get this album out there as opposed to a label who, you know, you never know, you know, what happens with those. You can't rely on the industry like that. And
I mean, I think it's it's an industry just like, you know, many, many industries out there that's kind of infamous for, you know, possibly fucking over artists and stuff like that. Excuse my French. But for us, it just came down to it. Like, we had like a contract in front of us and we were just like, this just doesn't feel right.
Oh, so it was that far?
Yeah.
You walked out on the company. I love that.
We walked out.
With the pen in hand.
We were just about to, no, sorry, bye.
They came over to Berlin to meet us and they said, oh, we just think that you guys are just bloody crazy for not going for this. And, you know, you think that Berlin just revolves around you Berliners here. And we were kind of offended. And they also said to us, That this would mean that we wouldn't have to play on the streets anymore. And for that was my final straw. It's never been about having to play on the street for us. Of course, you know, it's been the way that we've gotten by over the years and stuff, but it's also something that we just kind of love to do. And basically, you know, for signing a contract would mean potentially if it didn't go the way that they would say it would go, would mean never being able to play on the street again. And for us, that was a risk that we just weren't willing to take.
Yeah, and it was
totally get that.
And it's nothing against the specific record label. No, I mean, they're fine. No. And they were nice enough people.
And there's many record labels which are amazing and great. But to just be honest, for us, it didn't.
I mean,
us.
We know a lot of musicians, and I don't think I've heard one good story about a record label.
Yeah.
You've never met a musician who goes, I've got a great record label. Yeah. Very rare. It's very, always very how rare. They've very, been. Very, you know.
If they do say so, it's their own record label. You know?
Yeah. And so like Elliot said, like for us, it's like it's always been about it's always been about us and the people. And so we thought, okay, well, if we're gonna do this whole self-release thing, then we'll do a crowdfunding campaign, we'll try to get some money together, and we'll just try and come up with inventive new ways of kind of putting music out there and challenge ourselves to kind of think of new ways for people
super,
to be able to hear
a super
our
wise decision, so. Especially nowadays when all the stuff is happening with the crowdfunding via the internet. You know, you can reach people pretty fast if you want to reach them, and if you've played the streets forever like you did, it's easier to get a crowd together who's able or who's willing to give you a little money. You know, a little money for each fan, and all of a sudden you have a pretty big budget, and you still have control over every fucking, excuse my French now, song on the album, because it happens so fast that the record label goes like, oops, we've just put a song in an advertisement because we thought you would want to make money with this, you know? And you don't want to play the streets anymore. And you go like... that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
I love the idea of the chain letter that you've incorporated into the album.
Yeah.
That's something that a normal company, a record company, wouldn't have allowed maybe as well, right?
Absolutely
you
not.
You plan to legally let the people legally copy your album and give it away? No, we can't allow that.
This is like Chloe was saying, you know, when we said no to the label, we're like, yeah, let's come up with some new ways, of inventive ways that people haven't released. Well, we've never seen anyway, released music before, because when you go with a label, or it's a very formulaic, you know, how you actually release the music. So when we were thinking about ideas, I think a friend mentioned to me, we were laughing about, you know, back in the 90s when we were kids, how you used to receive these packages or these little letters in your mailbox called chain letters. What were they called in Germany? Kettenbrief,
Kettenbrief.
Okay, yeah, Kettenbrief. And you'd get these horrible letters that would say, you know, like, send this to six of your friends, or your grandmother will die, or something terrible. You'll get very sick.
Have bad sex for 15 years.
Yeah, and you're like 8 years old, so that you don't understand what that means. But you'll do it anyway. So you get these things, and because, you know, like, although we like to come across as reasonable people, we are quite superstitious, all of us. You know, there's always that little bit of superstition. So we would used to, you know, copy them and send them off. And these letters that would just start with, you know, one letter being sent out would suddenly be in thousands of people's of letterboxes. So we were like, man, that's a really, you know, like, that's a crazy way of marketing something, you know. Why don't we sort of do something based on that premise? Not terrible, like not threaten people or anything like that, but why don't we make these little packages that people can, instead of, you know, because once you buy a CD or whatever, these days it's like once it's on your computer, or, you know, once the music's on your computer, like, why do you need it anymore? So, you know, you just, instead, you know, the idea is that we have these little booklets that you send. So you get given this chain letter, and then you write a little message in this little booklet, you take the music, and then you send it to someone else, and then they do the same thing. And the idea is that each of these letters will go through 50 people's hands, and then they'll be sent back to us, and we'll share with, you know, our community kind of all the best kind of messages and
that's so cool.
Yeah, that's kind of what we that's kind of
the idea. I would have put the threatening part in there too though. Like, if you don't send the Charity Children album to a friend, the band itself will come and kill you.
I think we talked about that, but we thought instead we'd kind of, I think, you know, like once it's out there and once it's gone through a few people's hands, I think the guilt will make you, you know, like send it on, you know, you don't want to break the chain, and you know, like that's kind of, yeah, that's the concept. So we'll be, we haven't decided exactly when, but in the next couple of weeks, we'll be giving out for free a whole bunch of these chain letters.
We're going to come up with a little location and then we'll be giving them away for free. So we'll let you guys know. But actually, we bought today into the studio, about quite a little pile here of them, so we can give them away today on the radio. So actually, anyone who gets one today will also be the first to hear the album.
And that's the idea as well, like the idea about, you know, going through, you know, giving away for free and going through people, you know, and for free is kind of something we believe in as well, because really, like, I mean, I know it seems like a cliche, but, you know, like this album especially, we just want people to hear it.
We kind of really don't want there to be any kind of financial barrier between our music and the people. For us, it's, this album isn't really about making any money. It's just kind of about, yeah, spreading our fables, spreading the story and spreading our music with the help of the people. People have the power. People are as responsible for making this travel as much as we are. So that's kind of, we wanted people to be involved in it.
So let's listen to another song of the album and then we'll give away some of the Kettenbrief versions.
Yeah, of the
new Charity Children LP Fabel. To See You Smile haben wir aus dieser Platte, zu der es übrigens auch noch ein Songbook gibt und viele, viele tollere weitere kleine Extras. Charity Children. Yes, I've soloed along, just jamming on Flux
FM. Having a little jam in the studio.
No, the thing is, I'm not the guy to find out which key the songs are by himself. But you've released this beautiful songbook along with your new record, so I can play Elizabeth now.
You can play all the new album and a few of the old ones as well.
We just made these little songbooks, and we got a whole bunch of like 15 different artists from all around the world to kind of interpret each song how they would see fit. And then
it's so beautiful.
And then we came up with what's the easiest way for people to actually just play along with the recordings. And
there's going to be a Charity Children cover band busking the Berlin streets soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as long as they don't take us.
We're two lookalikes, you know? And then you're gonna shoot a video of them and send it to that record company that you've been dealing with, and you go like, see, we don't have to play the streets no more. There's other people doing it for us.
Franchise.
And they're giving us the money that they make because they have rich parents.
Yeah. There was a crazy story. We were once like sitting in a park, or we were sitting in Mauer Park after we'd been playing there the whole day, and we kind of heard from a distance somebody playing the guitar, and I was like, oh my God, I swear that's our song. Like, crazy. And we like walked over closer, crept in a little bit closer, and we realized, oh, they're playing our song Butterflies.
Really?
And they didn't know that we were there. I think they had just seen us like a little YouTube video or something very random online, and we walked over and it was
punched
a very corny
face.
Moment, but I just started singing along.
That is crazy.
It was like a little movie moment, and then they turned around and they were some very sweet Italian girls, and they totally freaked out. They were very, very cute.
So that's the reason why you didn't punch him in the face. It was Italian girls. But if it was a group of guys,
and then I punched them.
I think every musician would say this, but it is one of the most kind of wonderful things, like when you see other people interpret your music.
Sure.
Because that's, I mean, a song is,
If they're doing it right, though.
Yeah. Well, no. Even if they're doing it wrong. Even when they're doing it wrong.
It's very charming. Like, it's just charming.
I mean, yeah. we get, you know, it's always cool when people send us, you know, little YouTube videos of themselves kind of, you know, doing their songs. True. And that's kind of, you know, like part of the reason why we wanted to do the songbook is because, like, every day we get messages, it seems, about getting, you know, sending lyrics to people. People always want the lyrics and people want to know the chords because, you know, like, as opposed to just listening to an album, which is a very passive kind of interaction, being able to play the songs yourself is such a, you know, like, it's a far more exciting way to kind of approach and present our music. So
he's grabbing the guitar. I hear you. He's grabbing the guitar. It's a bit like the studio.
To play your songs. To play your songs. To play your songs. But I don't have a capo, so it's a bit deeper.
See, even this I like.
Very good.
It's a beautiful idea for you to put out a songbook as well. You recorded the album in the proper studio this time.
Yeah, we
Enda Gallery.
Yeah,
he's an Irishman, right?
Yeah. He's a good old friend of ours, and he's also a musician himself too. Yeah, we recorded at a really great studio just in Neukern called Golden Retriever Studios. And then we also, of course, did some stuff in our living room too. We made the whole album in our living room, the whole last album in our living room. So this one we kind of,
did half and half.
And I named our living room studio Studio Woodio. So you'll see that on the...
That's the other studio.
You'll see
okay,
that.
Cool.
Everyone's like, where was that? I'm like,
How much is Studio Woodio per day? No, what a beautiful thing. Let me give away some of the stuff that you've brought with you.
Yeah, please.
The whole table is filled with Charity Children products.
To be honest, at the moment, it's filling up our house, so we have to, you know, we have to get rid of it. So please do give it away.
Yeah. Also, Leute da draußen, ich habe hier ein Charity Children Songbook zu liegen, mit dem man alle Lieder oder fast alle, die sie bisher veröffentlicht haben, nachspielen kann und nachsingen kann. Die Texte sind genauso abgebildet wie die Akkorde und es sind 15 verschiedene Artisten und Grafikdesigner im Buch eben auch untergebracht, die sich mit der Kunst von Charity Children auseinandersetzen oder die sich haben inspirieren lassen von der Musik und die in dieses Songbook tolle Bilder und Grafiken eingefügt haben. Und was ganz besonders ist, die Gitarre fällt um. Und was ganz besonders ist, dass wir dieses Kettenbriefsystem heute starten können, obwohl die Platte eigentlich erst nächste Woche rauskommt. Das ist ganz schön stark. Fabel heißt das neue Album von Charity Children, kommt am kommenden Freitag raus. Wir haben hier jetzt die Kettenbrief-Variante. Die ist in so einer Buchform ausgedruckt worden. Da kann man sich dann eintragen und kann schreiben, an wen man das weiterschicken möchte. Das Album ist super, super sweet gemacht. Und wer da teilhaben möchte an der Kettenbriefaktion der Charity Children, der muss jetzt ganz schnell eine Mail schreiben an win@fluxfm.de. Win@fluxfm.de ist die richtige Adresse. Und in dieser E-Mail oder als Betreff für diese E-Mail solltet ihr die Charity Children verwenden, damit wir wissen, um was es geht. Schreibt eure Adresse mit rein und dann schicken wir euch ein Exemplar zu der Charity Children Kettenbrief Version. Es gibt das normale Album zu gewinnen und es gibt Songbooks zu gewinnen. Schreibt vielleicht auch noch mit rein in die E-Mail, was ihr am liebsten haben wollt. Ich empfehle an dieser Stelle einfach mal diese Kettenbrief-Geschichte. Die ist wirklich wunderschön verpackt und gebastelt von den Charity Children. win@fluxfm.de ist die richtige Adresse, um an diese Sachen ranzukommen. Schreibt in den Betreff Charity Children mit rein und mit etwas Glück kriegt ihr in den nächsten Tagen schon ein Exemplar zugeschickt von dieser tollen Platte. Chloe and Elliot, thanks again for visiting us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us, lovely Flux.
I wish you the best of luck for the album. I think it's going to go great.
Yeah,
because you've done well. You've put your heart and soul into it and one can already feel that. So that's going to work. It's going to work for you.
Yeah.
And as soon as you plant more stuff, maybe we'll meet again in April so we can invite people to the show.
We'll come back for sure.
So I'm going to talk to you soon again. Und ihr da draußen nochmal der Aufruf an uns zu schreiben. win@fluxfm.de ist die Adresse im Betreff Charity Children und ihr bekommt von uns tolle Sachen zugeschickt. Und hier sind sie nochmal mit einem frühen Hit, Empty Vicious Nights, von den Charity Children. Thank you guys.
Thank you, Winston.
Thank you for having us. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.